There was an adventure one night when I arrived at this hotel room. To my surprise, upon knocking, my husband opened the door and let me in. As I walked in, I could see a familiar figure and face. As he turned around and revealed himself, I realized that this man was actually one of my exes. Needless to say, I was shocked and surprised, and I practically gasped. Now, I truly despised this ex, a pure abomination of a man. He was a misogynist, a selfish asshole, and simply just a purely arrogant man. He cheated on me who knows how many times. But somehow, my husband found him and arranged for him to travel to Las Vegas, where he stood with me, there in the hotel room. I am my husband's wife, and I trust him implicitly. So when my husband asked me to fuck my ex and to satisfy him in every which way I would with my husband, I happily obeyed. All of the anger and resentment that I had for my ex was still boiling deep inside me, but I knew I wanted and needed to fulfill my trophy white slut role for my husband. So my ex approached me, and he put his hands on his new fuck toy. He pulled me closer as he smiled and grinned, leaning in to kiss me. I turned my head to the side, denying him such an intimate kiss. He laughed a little as he brushed my hair away and started to kiss my neck. Soon enough, his hands explored my body as he slowly undressed me. He stepped back and retrieved a small box from the corner of the room. He handed it to me, and as I opened it, it revealed inside some lingerie and heels. I'd forgotten this about him in our relationship. He loved lingerie, and almost always insisted on it every time we fucked. I showed it to my husband, as he's sitting, observing, sipping on a drink. He nods yes, and with his approval, I change into my ex's slut lingerie for him. After I changed, he starts undressing. He tells me to drop to my knees as I unbuckle his belt. Now, you can tell when a guy enjoys a blowjob, and you can also tell when he's completely just using your mouth and face. This is the type of man who has no regard to a woman's comfort or desire. He just uses them for his personal enjoyment and satisfaction. I had almost forgotten this about him, until he once again used my mouth as another hole. He started slowly at first, but it eventually got to the point where he was aggressively face-fucking me. He jammed his cock down my throat, almost choking me with it. But I have to admit, the sex was pretty damn good. He fucked me very well. It was more of a pure fucking, or hate fucking, more than anything. Being the arrogant dick that he is, as we were fucking, he recounted his time memory when we were together. He shared how many times he'd cheated on me, the specific lies he'd told, etc. With each thrust, I could remember how much I hated and despised him. However, my own body was betraying me as I was totally immersed in the pounding he was giving me. But I was so enthralled in being fucked that I practically kept on begging him to fuck me and to fuck me how he always wanted to fuck me. Also, I remember when I was dating, I had not yet discovered anal sex. He had asked for it many times, but I always refused. Since then, I had learned to embrace and love it, though not that he knew about that. So, that night in the hotel room, he finally got a chance to fuck my ass. I remember being on the bed doggy style. I was facing my husband. He was sitting down. Next to him was this huge wall mirror, so I could see myself and my ex behind me. As my ex took my ass, everybody could see the pure joy and pleasure that came over me. As with everything else, he had no regard for anybody but himself. So he took my ass and took it hard, balls deep, rough, hard. It felt like he was making up for all the missed opportunities of anal sex during our relationship, right then and there in the hotel room. I was grabbing the bedsheets, hanging on for dear life as I was completely enthralled and moaning with waves of pleasure. Toward the end of the fucking session, he was sitting on a chair and I was riding him, facing him. My arms were around his head and his hands were on my waist. There I was, bobbing up and down on his massive cock. I didn't even know who I was anymore. That's how well fucked I was getting. I could feel my body coming close to this massive orgasm. Him, too, as he was starting to get close. I sped up my tempo, furiously sliding up and down. I was moaning and practically screaming as my hands were in his hair, celebrating this fucking. My ex was yelling out at me to continue to fuck him. Then, with my last ounce of energy, there was a final bounce on his cock as he pulled me close to him, and I finally came and orgasmed. At the same time, my ex exploded inside of me. I could feel his cock pulsing and loading as he drained his balls inside of me. We stayed there motionless for a bit, as I reveled in this amazing fuck session. I was still on top of him, my arms around him, out of pure exhaustion. And I did something I never imagined I would do. I leaned in and kissed him. It was only moments ago that I turned my head when he tried to kiss me, but I don't know what came over me. I turned my head and passionately and intimately kissed him. Then I peeled back a bit, realizing what I just did. One of his hands was fondling my breast, the other brushed my hair back and pulled me into him for another kiss. I still hated the man, completely despised him, but I knew I just fulfilled my role as a slut wife for my husband, and this made me so incredibly proud. Soon after, I peeled away as I bounced up and down on his cock a few more times. Then I got up off of him as I stumbled back onto my high heels. I could feel some of his cum dribbling down my thigh and leg. I was a bit in shock, disoriented in a way from what had just happened and all the fucking. I stumbled back to my husband, trying to keep balance. My ex then gets cleaned up and a little dressed. He makes himself a drink and sits down, facing my husband and me. He calls for me, and I sit on his lap, still in his lingerie, still in shock on what just happened. My husband and my ex exchange polite conversation for only a couple of minutes, my ex fondling me all the while. After a little bit, they both get up and shake hands. Then my ex comes to me and kisses me and walks out of the room. As he left, I had a sense of déjà vu, just like our relationship. He had used me, fucked me, and ultimately discarded me at the end.